Welcome, one and all, to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the lawgiver.
Praise him, my strength and my redeemer.
Kalus was an archaeologist supreme, acknowledged as such even amongst his chimpanzee peers. His methods of locating, extracting, and preserving the past were beyond compare, even to getting ancient parts to move in forgotten devices. One afternoon, he showed up on the lawgiver's doorstep, out of breath, holding a small rectangular box that gleamed in the sunlight. He hurriedly explained to the lawgiver that this artifact had been sitting on his windowsill for many days when his grandniece depressed one of the buttons and it began to talk. He rushed over immediately so the lawgiver could hear it. "And there were apes everywhere," the first voice out of the box exclaimed. "Apes?" a second voice questioned. "Yes, apes. They were civilized," the first voice continued. "They had language and built structures. They even rode horses." "Well, they do sound civilized. They appeared to have taken over the world. But the worst part was," the first voice elaborated, "mankind was reduced to primitive barbarism. He was hunted and used for experimentation." "All by apes?" the second voice asked. "All by apes," the first voice confirmed. "There were gorillas. They rode the horses and hunted. And there were chimpanzees that did all the experimenting. And there were the orangutans. They gave the orders." "I see," the second voice nodded. "And how do you feel this morning after seeing this as but a dream, sparked by a little too much holiday cheer?" "Well, it was New Year's Eve after all. I'm fine now, I suppose." Right then, a soft buzzing interrupted the voices. "It's the Oval Office," the first voice resumed. "I have to get to a special meeting. Sounds urgent." "Well, my suggestion is to put this dream behind you, Dr. Haslein." "You're probably right. Whoever heard of civilized apes?" The lawgiver and Kalus just looked at each other as the box ground down to silence, its solar batteries as dead as the voices on the recording.
And now, Planet of the Apes.
Surrender, Cornelius. Taylor, you are all under arrest. You and your renegade friends, come down from your cave and place yourself upon the mercy of the Symbian court.
Damn it.
Your mutant is right before you, Sergeant. Arrest him.
Yes, sir. You are done to this.
I stand and breathe.
Get your rifle! Here they come!
Lucius, get your rifle! Here they come!
Got it, but how do I shoot my enemies?
You want to live, right?
Yes, I do.
Then get behind that bluff and shoot to kill. If they fire on us, can you do
that? I can't. We're outnumbered. 10-1.
Look, we have the advantage. We have cover. Just aim.
Lucius, don't fire at them.
Cornelius,
don't shoot.
What the hell are you doing?
Acting like an ape.
An ape with a death wish.
Cornelius, Taylor, you're all under arrest. Lucius.
You seditious scoundrel. Drop that rifle.
Taylor, I can't. They're my people.
People my ass! They're gonna kill you, Lucius. Make no mistake. Your aunt, your disbelieving Uncle Cornelius here, and leave your bones to rot in the frickin' Forbidden Zone.
Taylor, they wouldn't.
Oh, they would, and they are.
Taylor!
Do you want to die, Cornelius? I don't.
Taylor, they would kill us? But the lawgiver spake that ape shall not kill ape.
I don't see your lawgiver here, Lucius. I just see Zaius and his armed ape guard trying to stamp out the damn truth.
All right, Cornelius.
Stop right there, Zaius.
Don't be a fool. You're outnumbered and outgunned.
If there's any shooting, Dr. Zaius, you'll be the first to die. Count on it.
Damnation! Sure, get back, you fool.
Taylor, you're not in command here. Put down that gun.
No.
But, Taylor...
I and my wife, Nova, will not be imprisoned ever again.
Wife?
Wife?
Wife.
Get back.
But, sir!
I order you to get back,
sir!
Wife?
Shut up, Cornelius. Well, doctor?
But, Taylor!
Very well. Lower your weapon.
But, sir, Ursus ordered!
Damn Ursus' eyes! He's not here! Lower your damned weapon, Sergeant! Now! Retreat.
Tell them to move around the point, out of range. Or I put a bullet in your brain, Zaius.
But, sir...
You heard him.
Yes, sir. You heard, Dr. Zaius. Move!
Is this satisfactory, human? My guerrilla honor guard has retreated. Now what, Taylor? I am an arm.
Come here, Zaius.
As you will, human.
How did you know we'd come here?
It wasn't difficult. Only an apostate or a lunatic would flee to the Forbidden Zone. I see you brought along the female of your species.
Your point?
I didn't realize a man could be monogamous.
On this planet, it's easy.
I ask you to reconsider the rash course you have taken. If you're convicted of heresy, the most you'll get is 2 years. But if you persist in pointing guns in my direction, you'll hang for high treason.
We've never meant to be treasonable, sir. But up there, in the face of that cliff, is a vast cave. And in that cave, a fabulous treasure of fossils and artifacts.
I've seen some of your fossils and artifacts. They're worthless.
And that's your Minister of Science. Honor bound to expand the frontiers of knowledge.
Taylor, please.
Except he's also the chief defender of the faith.
There's no contradiction between faith and science. True science.
All right. All right, Zaius. Let's see if you're willing to put that statement to a test.
Taylor, I'd rather you...
No, no. Cornelius, you saved me from this fanatic. You and Zira. Maybe I can pay you back.
What is your proposal?
When were the sacred scrolls written?
1,200 years ago.
Okay. Very well. Okay. If Zira and Cornelius can prove that those scrolls don't tell the whole truth of your history, if they can show you definite evidence of another culture from an unrecorded past, will you exonerate them?
Of course.
Okay. Up to the cave. Move. doctor. Sorry, Lucius. You'll have to stay here and guard the horses.
Always giving orders. Just like every other adult.
Relax. You'll see it all later.
Roll-ups.
Just keep your eyes peeled, Lucius. Oh, shit. Moving upward, Dr. Zaius. Move.
They experimented on an ape. Stinking domino. What? Who is it?
All those, sir.
What do you want, Sergeant?
Dr. Zaius.
What about Dr. Zaius?
Well, sir, he left with his honor guard at dawn.
Why was I not informed?
Well, sir, General. General Ursa, sir. The doctor's orders.
Doctor's orders?
Yes, sir. The doctor said...
How's that for orders, Aldo? Urko! Get this coward's body out of my office. You have been promoted to Staff Sergeant Urko.
Yes, sir.
Ape may not kill Ape, but in time of war, I am the law. And Urko, gather all our legions, gather all Ape City. I will speak to them at the amphitheater of honor and the glory of serving the simian race. If Zaius would leave his loyal army here to rot, then it is on his head. There is a war to be waged with the human bastards of the Forbidden Zone. I will speak to my simian brothers of the glory to be found in the destruction of the human beast.
Oh, great ones. I must inform you that two of the captured gorillas, experimental gorillas, escaped and one of them survived.
What? By the holy bomb, how is that possible? Cassius?
They overpowered me. After recovering from symbiotic surgery of one of the native Homo sapiens specimens, they were insane with rage and strong.
Fool!
Calm, Sister Albinia. We are in Cathedral. Our God watches all and demands patience. All praise the bomb.
Yes, Brother Mendez. All praise, the bomb.
Praise the bomb. This cannot happen again.
It won't. Great and glorious Mendez, I swear it.
Oh, of that I am sure. Otello.
No.
Yes, Brother Mendez.
No, do not destroy my mind. It was an accident. But please, mercy.
The bomb has shown us mercy and allowed us to live in our ancestral city of the dead for thousands of years. Unknown to ape kind, we, the last intelligent remnants of the human race, have survived in its nuclear glory. In its power is found wisdom, and in its destructive fury lies the path of truth. The apes are aware of our civilization now. That is against God, against the bomb.
No.
Now.
Yes, Brother Mendez.
Otello, no, No!
Brother Cassius.
Otello!
By the holy balm.
No!
By the divination of our brother supreme, Mendez.
No!
I lead thee to thy maker.
No! Mendez!
And open the power of my mind.
Otello!
Take this weapon.
Mendez! I'll not kill myself.
We do not kill. We allow you to.
Mendez, Albiana, no, I can't. Not with this mace. No, I can't. I can't.
He's gone. His mind dissolved in psychic retribution and controlled to relieve his stupidity by his own hand. Otello, was the mental strain too much?
No. It is what our God demands.
Praise the wisdom of the bomb.
Praise the wisdom of the bomb.
Rest, Otello. Albiana, the apes shall need close watching, and measures must be taken to ensure that this never happens again.
It shall be
by
done.
By your command.
Praise the Alpha.
Bless the Omega.
Praise the wisdom of the bomb.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling.
Thank you for listening to part one of chapter 12 of The Planet of the Apes. I was going to end everything with this episode, but the script was so large that I figured, what the heck, I'll break it into two parts. So, anyway, thank you again for listening. Starring in tonight's episode, Mark Kalita as Cornelius and the Lawgiver. Bill Holweg as Taylor. Natasha Lathrop as Dr. Zira. Gareth Preston as Dr. Zaius. Paul Mannering as Ursus. Stephen J. Cohen, Colin Snow, and Bill Holweg as various gorillas. Draven Schoberg and Kyra Greenfield as the mutant children. And introducing Ben Martin as Otello. And some more special guests from the Sonic Society. Jack Ward as Mendez. And Shannon Hilche, the queen of the audio realms, as Albiana. And Glenn Sheets from the POTA Yahoo groups. Check them out. They rock as this hunter site and the Hasline pay. I would also like to thank James from the Lessons from the Lawgiver for tonight's lesson. And Glenn Sheets, who composed tonight's lesson. Thank you again for listening. This has been Bill Holweg. Go to BrokenSea.com and check out some of our other audio dramas at www.BrokenSea.com.
Return to us again soon for another exciting episode in the saga of the Planet of the Apes. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.
Coming soon to Broken Sea Audio Productions. Doctor Who, starring Mark Kalita as the Doctor.
Curiouser and curiouser.
You know me, Doctor? Good. A doomed man should know his assassins.
I am notoriously hard to kill.
Time's champion has entered a new dimension of adventure.
But that's impossible. I was there when Zack recorded the log. We all were, including the Doctor.
No doctors are mentioned in the log.
How can that be?
The visions, they're back. So much fear. So much death.
He is called the Doctor. You are to be the vehicle of his salvation.
Doctor Who, coming to Broken Sea Audio Productions, January 2008, BrokenSea.com.
Maudlin.
Rami, is that a...
dragon? You're seeing this too?
Swell, just swell. Hand me that bow.
You can't hit the broadside of a castle wall.
Barn, Atherton, barn door.
Does it matter? We're all going to die.
Well, a barn door is smaller than a castle wall, so if I couldn't hit a barn door, I still might hit a castle wall.
That's why I said castle wall. Because you couldn't even hit that.
Maudlin, a new series coming soon to BrokenSea.com.
The 21st century has brought us some truly professional audio drama production groups. Darker Projects, the BBC's Big Finish, and Phantom Frame, to name a few. Now, there's these guys.
As we grow older, we replace mother and father with new authority figures.
Well, he only lives once, eh?
Scream. Broken Sea Audio Productions would like to apologize in advance to anyone who is offended or otherwise concerned about the content of Ulysses, Collector Guides and Bounties, Inc. As a gesture, we would like to offer a free gift. Send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Sydney H. Ulysses, care of BrokenSeaAudio.com, the Internet. We will then send you blueprints for a chasm-spanning structure. We suggest you utilize these to fill the bridge and get over it. Two guys who had way too much time on their hands. A new, epic, sci-fi audio adventure series. Ulysses, Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc. Featuring the voice talents of Doug Manlin, Natasha Lathrop, Damaris Mannering, and introducing Fifi the Wonder Camel. Just how much abuse can one universe take? Ulysses, Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc. A new epic sci-fi audio adventure series that leaves no sacred cow undipped. From BrokenSea.com. There goes the galaxy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your president speaking. I just wanted to say that I support Broken Sea Productions and all the fine work that they're doing for this country. Where's that intern? Hell, you think you can let that intern in here just for a couple minutes before I go see the Russian premiere? I'm having problems lighting my cigar.
I thought you would never ask.